Hey, what is up, guys? Your boy Johnny Buck here in the Day Zero podcast. So super excited to have you here. I know I kind of fell off a little bit, and we're going to talk about that today. Talk about some consistency, and what I want to talk about is today, more specifically than anything, is failing forward, okay? So I set a goal recently for my gym. My goal was to hit 450 members, in active members, paying members in the gym by April 1st, okay? And I'm going to miss it. I'm going to fail. I'm actually going to fail in a way that it's fucking bad. Not quite bad as the weatherman failing, a 17% accuracy, but not too far off. So my goal was to hit, I don't have my calculator, so I can't do the math. My goal was to hit 450 members by April 1st, and we're at about, we're less than 400. I think they signed one this morning before I recorded this, so I think we're at 390. So we failed by 60 members. And if you guys are watching the video of this, you can see I'm smiling. This is probably the happiest I've been in a long time. Multiple reasons, not just because I'm in a better space, not because I failed, but it's because of the mindset that I have made when it comes to looking at success, looking at goals, looking at failures, looking at winning, looking at losing, and looking at everything in between. So, what I want to do is talk about kind of how I came up with this and how I made these goals and why it doesn't bother me, why I'm not upset that we fucking failed miserably. Because there's a few sides to it, so we're going to jump into that today. So first and foremost, I set what I call a stretch goal. It's a obtainable goal, not like, I want to have a million members by January 1st. You're a fucking idiot, right? I set a goal for me personally, me and my team, as we moved into our new location, hit 450 members because that was a number I knew in my head that financially, based on the average member value, meaning how much each person pays on average, and I took in the calculation that the new rates were higher. So if we added 80 more members and we lost a certain number of members, that would increase our gross reoccurring revenue to whatever the number was. I don't remember now. So what I did with that was I did the calculation. We need those, I believe it was 80 members. I think that's what we needed to do. I could be making it up, but we went through this, me and my wife who helps me run the gym and Phil, our manager, we went through these numbers and I made the numbers up. I created the goals because it's my business, my mission. My job is to steer the ship and guide them. And through a lot of panic, basically. I saw fucking panic on their face when I announced, hey, this is the goal. This is what our job is. This is how we're going to execute it. And we fucking failed miserably. And we had that meeting yesterday. The next meeting is April, is right after the first. We're not going to make it. We're not going to sign like 50, 60 members in 3 days. But we failed forward. And I think that's where most people fuck up with their goals. So we're going to talk about how we set goals, how I set goals, stretch goals, and different things that I do. And kind of something I want to change a little bit with the way I set goals. I want you guys to think about as well. But I think that there's a few generic goals, rules that that kind of fucked up, right? So let's just go ahead and jump into it. Everyone's heard of SMART goals: specific, measurable, obtainable, relevant or reasonable, whatever it is, relevant, and time-based, right? Everyone's heard of SMART goals. So specific, meaning I want to lose 35 pounds by this time, by this date. Okay, so it's measurable, right? So I lost 35 pounds. I like using weight and fitness because it's pretty general and everybody can get the gist of that. But I want to lose 35 pounds in 60 days or 90 days, whatever situation. So it's specific, means I want to lose the weight. It's measurable. We're going to weigh the, goal. Right? We're going to have the weight loss. We jump on the scale today, jump on the scale then, see how we do. All right. So it's measurable. All right. It's achievable. I'm not trying to lose 400 pounds in 90 days, right? It's relevant or it's something that's important to you because that's where that's where relevance is important, right? One of my goals right now is to make $1 million a year personal income. And I sat and thought about it yesterday. I'm like, do I really need $1 million? What's the point in that? Like, so I can just fucking stroke myself off. Oh, I got $1 million a year. Like, doesn't even make sense. So I'm reassessing that goal, right? So I don't know if I really need that much money. It'd be cool to have. Like, I wouldn't be upset about it, but I don't know if I'm willing to do the work to achieve that goal. You know, so in my head, why am I focused on a goal I don't really give a fuck about? Because I'm not going to do the work, maybe, you know. So I'm kind of revamping that, looking at what my goals actually are. So SMART, so specific, measurable, obtainable, all right, relevant, okay? Why do you want to lose 35 pounds? Why do you want to make more money in your business? So one of my friends, a client I coach, he goes, he wants to make $67,000 a month in his gym. Well, why? You know, why? I talked to a guy the other day. He goes, well, he needs to make $100,000 a year. Well, why do you need to make $100,000 a year? Why do you need to do this? Why do you need to do this? And I like to ask why we do things. A lot of the times we do shit just because we're keeping up the Joneses. I really do believe my $1 million a year personal income goal is fucking kind of stupid. I'm probably going to take it off, but I'm going to leave it up there for now because I think that there's one, I do wholeheartedly believe I can personally bring in $1 million a year. I also understand the tax code, and that's a fucking nightmare. So I'll pay taxes like a poor person, like a peasant, and then I'll live like a king, but that's a whole other podcast. But, you know, is it relevant to my life? Is it really that fucking important to me? I tell my wife all the time, baby, I would move back to that fucking shithole house we were in if you were okay with it and we were happy. I really would. It should be condemned, right? But I would move. I don't care about this. You know, my house is great now. I love where I live. I'm looking at buying another fucking house, possibly, maybe, because it's going to not move me a little bit closer where I want to, but it's going to move me a lot closer to where I want to, where my end goals. So when we're talking about these SMART goals, we're talking about these specific goals, we're talking about these different things, it needs to make sense that you're doing it. Like, why the fuck do you want to do that? And I feel like the number one reason most people tell me they want to lose weight is so they feel healthier. But realistically, it's confidence. They want to feel better. They want to look better. They want to be proud of taking their fucking shirt off, right? And listen, I'm not a fucking – I don't do nutrition coaching very much anymore. I'll do it for my friends and select clients. But that was the number one thing that I saw was people wanted to feel better about themselves. They wanted to be confident. So that's – you know, that's why the relevant thing is. All right, now timely. This is where I kind of get a little crazy with it. And this is something I just recently picked up is time bound or timely, meaning you have to have a goal that is achieved by April 1st or whatever the date is you chose, right? So here's my question. This is where I really want to start questioning goals. And this is why failing forward is so fucking important, right? Is when we set goals, right? And I set this goal of 450 members by April 1st, right? 450 members by April 1st. I'm not going to hit it. I'm fully aware of that. I understand I'm not going to hit it. But guess what? I failed forward. We moved the needle more in the past 3 months than any 6 months before that, actually longer than that, right? So we averaged our net growth, meaning my business grew member-wise. I track members in my gym as a really good indicator of you're doing the right thing. You're charging a fair amount. You're delivering above and beyond what you're charging for. And people are staying, right? The number one reason we're losing members, right now is not because our programs suck. It's not because our schedule doesn't work. It's because they're moving out of the city of Asheville. They're moving out of where we live. Number two reason is they literally cannot afford it because the rent is so high. Groceries are so high. Fucking everything is so fucking high that they can't do anything. And it really, in my head, and this is extreme, right? In my head, I'm like, what the fuck are we doing wrong that they would rather have Netflix than Rogue Combat Club? What am we doing wrong? They're not willing to pick up a side hustle, drive an Instacart to do here. So, you know, why are we not delivering there? So that's kind of where I get in my head a little bit is where can we deliver more? So the reason that I'm talking about the SMART goals and failing forward is these time-bound things, they don't really matter, right? Would it be nice to hit my goal on April 1st? Absolutely. All right. But But sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes shit happens. Sometimes the fucking worst economy ever happens. And sometimes your city wants to base everything on tourism. And I'm not willing to move my gym. I'll be honest. I love where it is. I love taking care of the people who are members there. I would never abandon them. But that's a viable fucking thing. Well, you want to fucking fix it, move to another town. I love my guys. I love my, 400 members that we have. I love those guys. I want to take care of them. So why does it matter if we hit 450 on April 1st? Realistically, looking at the numbers we have, we're probably going to hit 450. Probably about end September, end of Q2, mid Q3. Long as nothing crazy happens. So, but guess what? We're still going to hit 450 members. That's the important part. I think the time-bound part of SMART goals is one of the least important part for certain things. Now, there is a reason that people do that. It's so you can put the work in. I'll do it eventually. And eventually becomes never, right? I forget the exact quote, someday is not a day of the week, right? So a lot of times people, I'm going to lose weight. Well, when are you going to lose weight by? So having a time-bound goal does make sense for specific things like that. My coach is going to lose, Mike Claudio's losing 10% of his body weight by a certain time frame, or he has to write a check for 10 grand to a charity. So there is a time-bound thing for that, and he's holding himself accountable for that, and that's something I do as well. But with business goals, with big life goals, I don't fucking think time-bound really matters as long as you are making steps and failing forward, okay? That's the part I really want to talk about today is failing forward, right? I don't care about SMART goals, all right? If you are going to do that, I like SMART-er goals. That's what I do. That's what this is. Again, specific, measurable, obtainable, relevant, and then time-bound. So we're going to fail on the time-bound part. We're not going to make it, okay? ER, evaluate and rerun that shit, okay? I don't know what the R is really, but that's what I like to do. So we're going to evaluate what we did wrong, what we could have done better, what we could have done to improve this to hit our goal on our time-bound thing, and then we're going to continue running it, right? Because we are going to hit 450 members. We are going to hit 750 members. It will happen eventually, right? That being said, we're going to have to look at, we're going to evaluate what we did wrong, what went well, what we can improve next time. That way we can continue our growth. And then as soon as we're done evaluating, we're going to run that shit again. We're going to set the goal for 450 again. I'm going to figure out a time base on it, and we're going to try and hit it in that time base. And if we don't hit it, we will evaluate and we will fucking reassess and just run it again. But we failed forward, and that's the most important part. Okay, this, and I think this is the value of having a T for time bases is people have a deadline. So they have some kind of motivation. And I think one of the things that's been really important for me, really powerful for me, is the ability to continue working forward towards a goal that I know I fucking want because it matters, right? My personal purpose is to empower, inspire others and show them how those willing to do the work can achieve more than they imagine possible by being the example, right? I'm going to say it again slower. I hope I don't fuck it up. All right. To empower, inspire, and show others how those willing to do the work, right? That's a very important part. How those willing to do the work can live life they never imagined possible by being the example. And I think that's fucking important. And what's really allowed me to fail forward and consistently push on these things and consistently improve my system and consistently work on my life, consistently improve my leadership. And I don't fucking do it perfect every day. I fail a lot. I fail probably more than anybody I fucking know because I'm trying the most. But when I am failing forward. I am failing closer to my goal. I am not failing off the cliff. I'm not failing backwards. I am moving fucking forward because I'm failing forward because the reason I'm doing these things is to improve my life, to show you guys that you can do this shit too if you continue working. I have missed so many fucking goals in my life. It's ridiculous, right? This is the first, and it upsets me. One of my biggest fears is fucking failing. I hate failing more than anything. And I hate failing on a public scale more than that. I don't care. in my MMA career, when I lost, I apologized to my fans. I know in my head, fighters, if you're listening to this shit, they don't fucking care. They don't care that you lost. They love you. They want to see you win. They want you to see you be happy, right? They don't want you to see you sulking in the locker room because you fucking lost. They don't give a shit. They're there because they love you and support you. But I have failed so many times. And every time I apologize, I'm sorry, you know. But I've never, this is the first time I failed, and this is a grandiose scale. I missed this shit big time. I think I needed 80 members. I missed it by 60, right? But this is the first time that I've been like, you know what? Fuck, dude, we failed forward. Like, what the fuck do you mean? My team's scared as shit. They're terrified of me for some reason. And we failed forward. I was like, dude, this is fucking great. We have grown more in the past 3 months than we have any 6 to 8, maybe even 10-month periods ever. I think we grew more this 3 months than we did last 2021, 2022. So what I mean is we're failing forward, doing the things we need to do, and we're moving. We're moving towards the goals, and I want to tie it back into the smart and smarter goals thing so you guys have some relevance to this, because, you know, not all of you guys own businesses or especially MMA gyms. Is when we fail, you know, smart, specific, measurable, obtainable, relevant, and time-bound, ER, evaluate, and run that shit again, okay? I think the most important part of this goal is R. Is it relevant? Does it make sense that you're doing this? $1 million personal income a year. I'm sure I could do that in sales pretty fucking easily, right? But I don't want to. I want to live the life where I want to live. I want to be with my wife. I want to just say, fuck off. Dude, we spend more fucking time together than I have with every one of my exes combined. All right, we've been together for about 5 years now. Or four. I don't fucking know. Don't tell her. She doesn't listen to my podcast. Doesn't matter. But I spend more time with her. I spend more time helping my friends. I spend more time working out. I spend more time playing fucking Xbox with my best friends, Chris and James, in Virginia on Xbox Live, because I have the time. So yeah, I could make $1 million a year. I don't have a fucking doubt about that. But I couldn't do the things that really matter. So is my $1 million a year relevant? Probably not. When you're making your goals, make sure the R is the most important part. Specific, okay? I want to make more money. Well, here's a nickel. You made more money. So it needs to be more specific than that, okay? So 450 members, 67,000 gross. $100,000 a year, right? Have these specific goals. Measurable. Well, obviously, there's a number. We can measure that. Obtainable. I don't give a fuck if it's obtainable, right? I'm going to make $1 million a week. No, well, fuck, that's stupid. Maybe. I'm not doing the work to do that, right? When we're doing these things, I make sure whatever it is we're doing aligns with our purpose, aligns with our mission, aligns with our vision, aligns with something that, dude, I get up at 4:30 every fucking morning. I have for the past, I don't know how long, and I make myself stay in bed till 5 because I want to sleep. I need sleep. But it's because there's so much clarity on what I'm doing. My vision is driving me to get up early. My mission and purpose are driving me to get up early. And sometimes I can't. I just lay in bed and fucking trying not to annoy my wife. But what I want you guys to do is understand this. When you guys are setting goals, fail forward. The most important part is relevant to your life. The most important part is it makes sense for you to do that, right? I think it was Clinton or, I forgot who shared it the other day. I'm sorry. It says, you know, if you're not willing to do the work to obtain the goal that you want, then don't even fucking have that vision. You don't have the right to even, and his was nowhere near as bad and vulgar as this, but you don't have the right to fucking look at that as a goal. That's not a goal for you. That's a dream, right? Goals are something that you guys need to have written out, look at every fucking day. I read my mission state. I read my championship day every fucking morning for the past, I don't know how, like 60 days. I talk about my mission, my vision, my purpose every single day, right? Who I want to be, what I will accomplish, how I will do that every single day. And because I have that clarity, because I have that out there, I have a plan. I have a calendar on my phone. It tells you what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, and I'm getting better and better about sticking to that. Today's been, I'm 7 minutes off right here. So the things that I'm doing align with my goals, align with my resources, and I have the purpose and the reason I want to do this shit propels me to do it, right? So I fucking failed big. Cool. I failed way fucking further forward than I ever have before. So when you guys are doing shit, do big shit. I love you guys. I want to see you win. And I think it's important that when we have these goals, don't worry about the time so much, but make sure the reason we're doing them is the reason we get up early every morning, the reason we can't go to bed at night because we're so fucking excited about what we're doing, the reason you make yourself stay in bed an extra half hour because you know you need full energy and focus and a full night's sleep to get you to where you need to be. So that's been a big win for me. I failed forward, right? My biggest fear on earth is failing and letting you guys see that. Well, guess what? I fucking failed big time. 20%. Holy shit, I'm bad as a weatherman. Oh my God. Somebody better sign some members up so we can stay above 17%. So I failed forward and I'm proud of it because I did the things that I wanted to do. I moved in the direction I wanted to move. And it was the best fucking 3 months we've ever had. So dream big, work hard. I love you guys. Look forward to seeing you guys succeed. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. Day Zero Podcast at gmail.com. Johnny Buck 2, like the number 2 on Instagram. And that's about it. All right, guys, I love you. I want to see you win. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. All right, later.